The meeting is called to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We are one short this evening, but we do have a quorum. First on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from the March 17th, 2025 meeting. Have you had a chance to look those over?
Yes.
Okay.
And we don't have the overseer's report. It's just been working on it.
Okay. Well, then I move that we approve the minutes from the March meeting.
Yep.
Do I have a second?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. All right, board reports. Clerk's report up first. I have some notes I was going to bring, but I don't think I have them. I have been working with FEMA to get them the paperwork that they need to move the process along. So those wheels are turning a lot more quickly than they have over the last year and a half that we've been working on this. Let's see. I also have been working with our insurance agent to get our policy up to date for 2025 to 2026. So we will be, I'm satisfied with the proposal they sent, and we can vote on that later. And then I've been working on policies for purchasing, sales, things of that nature, which we will also be going over during our discussion. Emily is not here, our treasurer, but she did give me her report. So our beginning balance for the month of March was $420,492.29. We cleared $71,154.04 in checks and other payments. We deposited $867.80 to end the month of March at $350,206.05. We currently have $32,188.19 in uncleared transactions with a register balance of $382,394.24. She sent me the vouchers, and I have reviewed them. And so this time I would like to vote to approve the vouchers.
Yep. And I second it.
All right. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. We were also made aware that there will be an invoice for an insurance payment. I believe it's for, well, I know the company. I'm not sure what policy it is, but it will be invoiced today or later, after she was out of town, though.
Okay.
And due before the May meeting. So Emily knows the amount, and it's not included on the vouchers.
Yep.
So I just vote. I would like to move that we approve that payment to be made before the next meeting.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All right. You said there's no overseer's report, okay. But you can tell us what they've been up to.
The overseer's report, they're working real hard to make sure that the roads that they're chip sealing are ready to go come July or August, whenever they're doing it. They've been putting a lot of time in on that, but they've been on top of it and hitting most of the, like, the grading's getting done. That's all they did all day today, is two of them were out grading roads, so hitting that. I've got several calls about a couple of the roads 170th between Santa Fe Lake Road and Tewakene needs more work. I pass that on to Randy and Dylan and everybody.
Okay. So just needs grading and like pothole maintenance. Those aren't on the chip seal.
Little more maintenance. And
okay.
So that's all I got on the overseer's report.
Okay. Item number six, trustee's report.
Yeah, it's just following up with, I've spent 2 months with the guys, working with them. After I had knee surgery, I just went to, hung out with them, kind of, we got another machine for rolling. It's a pneumatic tire roller instead of the big steel roller. It does the shoulder work a little better. That has been delivered to us. And the water truck's been running nonstop every day. It's actually 5 days a week. They're coming in and hitting the places that have the screenings. So anyway, that's all I have. Trustee's report.
Okay. So first up for board discussion, we have the purchasing policy that I drafted this month. And so we're not ready to vote on this yet. Emily has reviewed it, but wanted time for you to review it as well and just for us to look over it a little further before we make this the official policy. But this will put a cap on how much employees can spend on their township debit cards without checking in with Dylan, the overseer. It also puts a cap on what he can authorize without going to you and what you can authorize without having full board approval at the meeting. It also outlines some ethical requirements, conflicts of interest, things like that. We want to make sure that we have in writing what is and is not acceptable, how we'll handle things that have a potential conflict of interest.
I got a question right here.
Mm-hmm.
What we're at right now is $2,500 a day is where that.
Is that the limit on the card before it shuts them off?
And that if there's four cards, they only allow four cards. I gave my card up so Dylan could get one.
Okay.
But that's why I brought it up. $2,500, if somebody went south on us, they could do a lot of damage really quick.
Well, and now they would be in violation of a policy, which would make it that much easier to write them up for it.
Yep.
So Dylan can authorize up to 1,000. You can authorize up to 5,000, and above that needs to be approved.
I wish we could vote on that because I'm good with it right now.
Well, you haven't read the whole thing.
That's the main part, the amount.
Well,
and I will. I'll read it.
We can vote to authorize.
No, we'll do it all three together. She's back.
All right. So if you would make sure to take a look at that over the next month, and we'll both review it again.
Payment methods for chip seal neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to take that one?
I explained it to you, and you can speak to the public better than I can.
Okay, so previously, and I believe this is also outlined in the chip seal agreement, the contract that was sent to those who are interested in paying half for their subdivision or mile section to be chip sealed. What was previously required is one check from the residents. So whether they set up a trust account or escrow account so that they could combine funds and provide the township with just one check with which we would pay Butler County. That was what was required. But there's been it's a hassle. People are confused or have concerns about, well, what if not enough people chip in? How do I get my money back? Things like that. And so we've discussed, and as a township board, we are fine with people writing individual checks, getting those to your neighborhood representative, who will make sure that they are all collected and presented to the township at one time. So we can't have checks trickling in piecemeal. We don't know which neighborhood it's for. You know, we're holding on to them until we get the full amount. We need the full amount at once so we can cash it immediately or deposit it immediately. And so your neighborhood representative for the chip seal would be responsible for collecting those and getting them to us. But I think that'll make it easier on people.
And I'd like to have that collected by the end of May.
Yes, okay. That's the deadline that we've discussed.
Yeah. End of May? Okay, that's the part I didn't know. And I'm having a meeting with all, at my house, I'm calling a chip seal potluck dinner type meal. I don't know any other term for it. But for everybody to get to know each other, come and look at the contract, sign the contract. And I've already have two people already signed the contract, gave me a check, to be honest with you. Some won't be able to make it. They're fine coming ahead of time, signing the contract, give me a check. So on my contract, I have everybody's address on the contract. And then they're supposed to fill in their name, print their name, and sign their name and date. So that's the way I did our contract, so I wouldn't have to do 17 different contracts. Mm-hmm. And so, and then everybody will give me a check, hopefully by May 4th, so I can deliver it. I didn't know it was by the end of the month. So end of May, that's great. We're awesome on that. But I had 17, I have all 17 committed to it.
Are you listening to what he's...
Yeah.
Would you be in favor with Steph doing it that way, too? Get a list of all the names?
Yeah, I don't know.
Addresses?
Yeah, Steph has... I know she has a list of names that she was handing out the individual agreement. So
right.
I guess I need to talk to her. And
right. Not...
Got to get her started.
Yeah, and I... I put everybody's formal address and the township... Falls Valley 2, Road Sale, Kansas, and I put Thistle Road, 152nd, 150th, and Queens Lakes.
Yeah.
And so there's 17 of them, and then of course the last page is where the township signs, mm-hmm. the three parts they have signed, and then I didn't think it was great to do a 17 different contracts.
Right.
And I've explained to everybody that I've done this already. And so I have 17 commitments.
Yep. I'll get with Steph and see if she'll do it the same way he did. And are you in favor as a resident of doing it like that?
Yeah, it's, I don't care how we do it.
Yeah, okay.
That would be fine. It sounds like it's a better way to do it than
yes.
collecting 17 different contracts. Yeah.
Right. I like it.
Yeah.
I keep it simple.
Right.
If Steph doesn't have a Word document of the contract.
Who?
Dan Perna. You spoke to him a couple times. I'm Gina Gear.
Dan.
So it's Meadow Arc from 150th to 140th.
He came the same night
yes,
as Dan
yes,
Kuntz.
Yes, yes.
So we can do the same thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's the one in charge of he's like
yes.
the HOA.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if he
so why couldn't he come tonight?
He's in
That's okay.
New York. Oh, I think he's in New York. I'm not sure.
I think he has a copy of the chip seal agreement.
I have it. Or yes, I'm aware that I don't have it on me, but yes, we have a copy of the agreement.
Okay, so. Great.
So now
and then
I'm
Kent,
gonna have three
Keith,
of them.
Kent. Keith.
I'm Kent.
Kent.
Yeah.
All right. If Steph doesn't have a Word document so that she can edit and add signature lines on one contract, my phone number is on the township website and she can get a hold of me and we'll get that to her.
Okay.
And I just talked to her today, so.
Okay, well, I don't even know her last name. Steph.
Yeah, what is Steph's last name?
Bicard. B-I-C-A-R-D.
Okay. Yeah. If she needs anything, she can find us.
Yeah. Yep. Is that the same for me? If I have any questions, can I contact you?
I can give her a call.
Yes. Or Steve.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we still discussing the chip seal? Or does that come under citizen discussion or questions?
If you have questions about anything other than individual checks being accepted, let's hold those for citizen discussion, so I can take better notes.
Let's zip through this real quick so we can get to that.
All right, so no dissent. Board business, number one is approve purchase of F-350 from Steve Jones. Now, I just want to say, we have not yet approved the purchasing and sales policy. However, we are following the guidelines, the ethical guidelines here. So Steve's not going to vote. Oh, this is it. No member of the township board may vote on the purchase by the township of any real or personal property of which he or she is an owner, individually or through a business, etc. So Steve's not going to vote on this, but I do have here an email from the treasurer granting me her proxy vote to approve this purchase. So spoiler alert, it's going to go through unless anyone here would like to stop it. That said, would you like to tell us about the truck and
I work for Belger Cartage.
Why we're buying it.
We had a silent auction to purchase Belger trucks, used trucks. Mm-hmm. I purchased this truck for the township.
Last year.
Yep. And at first, you know, Randy didn't want it. And now they all want it, you know, for the, it's a good old truck. It's, and the chip seal consists of pulling the oil truck trailer around and get that tar and everything on. I don't want that on our good Dodge Ram truck.
Oh, I see.
So it's just a heavy duty flatbed truck with fuel seal. It was our mechanic's truck. It's sound.
Yep. And we discussed it last month. And you're selling it to us for $4,000.
Yep.
That should have been in here. The truck purchase price would be $4,000. And you did provide us the mileage and other details so we could check it against market value. And that is very competitive.
Actually, it's less.
Extremely competitive. $7,500
is what the truck's worth.
Yep. So is there any citizen discussion before we vote?
What year is that truck?
Don't you try to outbid us.
Oh, what's that?
I told them not to try to outbid us. Oh, you know what? I have the paperwork here.
It's a Ford.
350, right?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a title right there.
2000.
Mm-hmm. 7.3 diesel. Came with a 100-gallon fuel cell full of diesel. Our fuel company accidentally filled that fuel cell up before I picked it up, and it was as is. I got it with 100 gallons of diesel for the township.
If there's no further discussion, then I move to approve the purchase of the F-350 from Steve Jones for $4,000. I think you can still second it, even though you're going to abstain from voting. I would like a second, please.
Second.
Okay. All in favor? Aye. And then I will exercise the proxy vote granted by Emily Christner to vote aye. And the purchase is approved.
Yeah.
2-0. All right. Next up is approve putting the F-250 up for sale. Now this is
a 90. It's an old truck.
Yeah.
We purchased it from the fire department.
And it hasn't really been working for what they need at all. Let's see. So we voted on this resolution last year to establish procedures for disposal of township property. And so if we vote to sell the F-250, Public notification will be performed as follows. By announcement at the township's regular session, at least 7 days prior to the sale, by placing a posting on the township's website, which will include a description of the property to be sold, date of availability, at least 7 days from the date of first posting, and the method of sale. And then we can also post it on Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, etc. So we're not just going to do like some backroom deal with one of the township employees or anything like that. And we may agree by vote on method of sale, allowing public participation, including but not limited to fixed price, negotiated bid, sealed bid, public auction, etc. Okay. So
that truck's available. Anybody in the township can buy it. It only has reverse. The transmission went out at the north end with the snowplow on it, and they had to back it all the way back.
Yeah. So just to reiterate, if you guys want it, you have a fair shot at getting it. Okay. Do we need to decide right now?
But it does. I don't know
how we will sell it.
It has a flatbed, but I don't know.
And if I get it, would you promise to use the F-350 to pull it forward? No, I'm joking.
Okay, I think.
And it's a gasser. We've almost eliminated all gasoline. The pumps use gasoline, though. The water pumps for the water truck. Otherwise, everything's diesel.
Okay, let's vote on putting the F-250 up for sale.
Yep. Advertise it in the paper.
I think we need to vote on the price that we're going to list it at, and also included in the vote we'll say that we can...
What's the price of scrap?
I don't know.
It's not a good truck.
Yeah.
Oh.
What are bad trucks selling?
We don't want any responsibility for anybody that buys it.
I can have a bill of sale that...
As is.
Yeah.
What if the transmission got rebuilt?
What's that?
What if the transmission got rebuilt?
It's still we had engine problems with it. See, it was a real fire department truck that was worn out when the fire department, another government entity, said, hey, here's a truck you guys need. And it's been a problem with us ever since I've been with the township.
What's the year on it?
It's a 95 or...
I don't have the title for that one here.
It's in the 90s, 95 to 99, and I think it's a 95.
Okay. What would you buy it for?
I don't even want to load it up to take it to this all metals.
Pay somebody to take it.
Do you want me to put it at 1,200? Is that ridiculous? 800?
I don't even think it's a $500 truck.
Well, somebody can fix it up, and then
it depends if the flatbed goes with it, and we're not going to let the fuel cell go with it, and we're not going to let the toolbox go with it.
Well, then what's left? I'm not a car person.
The only thing of any value is the flatbed and the fuel cell and the toolbox that's mounted on the flatbed.
Okay, how about we just vote to put it out there?
Yeah.
Like. Make your best offer.
Yes.
Okay. Because that way we don't have... Yeah.
Yeah.
That way we don't have to revisit this and vote on...
It says for top bid.
Yep. Okay. Top bid. I move that we approve putting the F-250 up for sale at the top bid price. I don't want to put an end date. So just when the township feels that we've... Right. Received an offer that we can live with.
And, right.
that will not be the exact wording in the official clerk's log. And you second, and all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, thank you for bearing with us. Number three, approve a resolution to compensate administrative work following publication of intent in Butler County Times Gazette. Okay, so that last part is because I emailed the Butler County Times Gazette to publish the intent, as we're required to do under Kansas statute. Anytime we're doing anything with board members being paid for anything additional, it needs to be published for 2 weeks. They didn't get back to me. So I'm going to go ahead and vote on this today, but it will not take effect until people have had a chance to weigh in. And if they do, then this will be paused until next month.
And this is all about the getting compensated for all the extra work for FEMA?
Yeah, so I can talk about what's behind it. I've been doing some extra work for bringing in FEMA funds for the roads that were disintegrated back in January 2024. And so that's been
over a year ago that this all started.
It's been, I can't remember off the top of my head. I have been tracking my hours, but I don't know ballpark what I'm at.
She just handed me this many more tickets that we have to add to that stack that's this tall.
But for that extra work, we stand to bring in between $600,000 and $700,000 to
that?
The township budget. Wow. Yeah. And it's from federal taxes, so it's almost like it's free for
it's
you guys,
even
though
disaster.
You do pay your taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's free.
Yeah, it's free. Sort of.
It's
the so
stuff
I've been doing
some
work on
through.
That. Emily's been doing work for FEMA. Emily has also, since she started in January, been finding a lot of things that could have caused us issues with compliance with Department of Labor, Department of Revenue, things like that. And she has been working hours and hours and hours, extra time each week, straightening those out, making sure that we aren't going to face potential lawsuits or fines or things like that. And so she's basically been working for, I don't know, peanuts.
Negative.
Yeah, she, yeah. And so this resolution is basically to add an hourly wage for administrative work outside the scope of standard monthly board member duties, including but not limited to work done relating to FEMA projects, corrections cases, that's the kind of stuff that Emily's been doing, which she says is starting to come to an end. State compliance corrections, annual budget prep, that's a big one, things of that sort. So we had already voted to compensate an hourly wage for FEMA disasters in the future, because if we have a policy like that already on the books, then FEMA will pay that out of their budget. At this point, it would come out of the money from FEMA, but it wouldn't be like on top of that money. So anyways, are there any questions about that resolution? Any citizen discussion before we move to vote?
So you're getting paid for the time, correct? You're asking for.
Mm-hmm.
So what, maybe I missed it, but did you say an hourly rate?
Yes, it's the wage of $25 per hour. That's what FEMA said that they would compensate for. Mm-hmm. And so it would be backdated to for FEMA work on this whole disaster that we've been working on. And then in Emily's case for corrections, it would be backdated to January 1st when she started. But there are limits. No more than 30 hours of eligible work per pay period. So you can't just make this your full-time job. We have a budget already. Any other questions? Okay.
I have nothing.
All right. Then I move that we approve the resolution to compensate administrative work following the publication of intent in the Butler County Times Gazette.
And I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Motion carries. Number four, approve updated insurance policy for 2025 to 2026. Emily looked over it and I looked over it. And you received it as well, so.
Yes, yes. I was all in favor with whatever you girls came up with on it.
All right. Yeah, and our price has hardly changed at all. We got some equipment taken off. We got some drivers taken off that aren't with us anymore. So I move that we approve the updated insurance policy for 2025 to 2026. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Motion carries. Lastly, approve pay increase from Michael Cardwell to $22 an hour effective, this is the start of the next pay period, April 27th, 2025. So he drives the dump truck for us and has never had a raise and has been with us since.
Long before. It goes back as far as Rick Clark. It goes back 15 years or 18 years that he's worked for the township.
He's never had a raise?
Well,
that can't be right. Emily said he's never had a raise, but maybe that's since he became full time.
Since when Jack Armstrong came in, he was already an employee. Now, I don't think he got a raise until we hired him back.
When was that?
A couple years ago.
Okay, so he hasn't had a raise in 2 years. Right. We can say with some confidence.
Is 18 or is it? Or
I think he's around 20 right now. Okay. And so he approached Emily and asked for a raise, and she felt that that was appropriate since we were no longer paying two people the overseer rate. So I move that, if there's no discussion. I move that we approve the pay increase for Michael Cardwell to $22 an hour effective April 27th, 2025.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Good news for Mike. You want to call him later?
Yeah.
Okay. That brings us to our citizen discussion. If you would please state your name when you get up to speak. I appreciate it.
Ready to go? Well, I just said, my name is Richard Ringwald, and I'm representing Queens Lakes Road, Thistle Road, 152nd, and 150th as well, 17 residents. And there's just a couple questions that came to be when we do the chip seal, and I thought I would bring it up in the meeting. I know they're going to plant it in July, August time frame. And do you know how much time the neighbors are going to get notice of when they're going to do this? And then what's there going to be the procedure in doing what road first so the neighbors can know where they have to park their cars to go in and out and leaving, you know, go to work, coming back to, you know, go to stores and stuff like that. So an exit plan, do you know if we have any of that?
It's really quick.
Okay.
They did 5 miles in 2 days. Your addition will be done in probably 4 hours.
Oh, no kidding.
And if you can drive on it.
You know, if you don't mind getting that tarry oil on, when they put the oil down, mm-hmm. you can drive on it right then and have that sticky stuff stuck to your car forever.
I don't think anybody wants that.
Then they put the rock down. There are people that will travel up and down roads when we're working on them, and it doesn't change anything,
mm-hmm.
except it's just...
The worst thing is getting the oil on your car.
Yes.
The tar oil.
But, you know, you'll get a warning ahead of time that they're coming in, and
mm-hmm.
there's a chance that they can come in and do the work and be gone before you realize they were there.
Okay.
So they'll get at least a few days notice?
Yeah, they...
Is it a few days or
soon,
a week?
Soon as they call me and tell me that they're in our area, I'll let you and your husband or you and Stephanie, everybody that's got this.
Okay.
Because they'll knock it all out in 2 days. And they're covering a lot of distance here.
Okay. And then the other question I'm hearing, I just want to make sure I understand. I know it's double chip seal. So what is actually the thickness of the chip seal, each layer?
Well, it ends up being about 3/4 inch.
With a double chip seal?
Yes.
Okay.
And there's you know, they're just, you just waste your money if you ever did just a single.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
And Dylan, I don't know what your road looks like after it rained. Is it packed in hard?
It's harder, yes. Right. Yeah, it's harder.
How's your road doing?
Pretty good, yeah. It's
they haven't done too much to your road. That's
now,
coming up.
Now, some of that rock on the road right now is towards the side that we have there on the roads. Do you bring that back in?
When Dylan gets done with that, that's going to be like a slab of concrete, the whole thing. You won't see anything loose.
Okay.
And you can go out there with a sledgehammer and try and dent it, and you won't.
Yeah, I remember telling me that part. Yeah. Okay.
And we haven't got into Queen's Lace. We put material down, but they're going to be coming back in.
Right.
It's going to be a little dust bowl for a day or two.
Well, we've been dealing with dust bowls for 30-something years.
Well,
plus 50
even the water truck, when they water it in and roll it in, and then they regrade it and it dries out. And,
oh, yeah.
And
okay.
Somebody drives down through there 40 miles an hour and stirs the dust up.
Well, I had some neighbors tell me that when you're coming down the street and doing the work, they just want to make sure they're in the house, stay in the house, or they leave. And right. That's why I was asking on the exit.
It's not that big a deal.
Okay.
And one more thing. Do you have a daughter that teaches swim lessons?
Yes.
Okay, don't leave without talking to me, please.
The what?
Don't leave without talking to me.
She's already advertising that?
No, maybe that's why I can't get a hold of her.
Oh, no, okay. No, she does teach swim lessons, yes.
Okay. I got to get a four-year-old in.
Several kids a day.
And I would never put a stop to the chip ceiling of your neighborhood if it doesn't work out for Miles to be in swim lessons. That would not be ethical.
That's all who you know, guys. No. Those are some of the questions people are asking me.
So. Right.
And then
I find out that no matter where we do this, everybody has a different schedule. Well, I have to go pick my kid up at school at 3 o'clock, and I go to Spirit at, you know, 2 o'clock, and it just turns out it doesn't hurt if a car drives down it. It just
reality is we can't work this against people's schedule. I get
right.
that, and that's why I want to get everybody to notice.
Right.
And there's no excuse, in right. my opinion, once people get to notice.
Just,
I don't really care about the schedule after that because we've been wanting this done, and it needs to be done, and you can't work around people's schedule. Every right. 17 people's different schedules. I mean, I get
and
that.
If you ever notice on the chip seal, they'll do half, so the other half's
right.
open,
yeah.
and then that's done, and then they come back and do the other half.
That's what I was figuring.
Okay. So
yeah.
there's always a way out.
Yeah.
Nobody's trapped.
I believe they're rolling two down, so
yeah.
it's good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to eliminate that overlap thing this year.
On the middle?
Yeah. There's some places they did that on 160th and I thought, and it's not straight, you know, the seam kind of drifts around.
Now the roller, when you roll it down, are you saying you're using a new roller truck, new roller equipment you're using versus the steel?
When we prep it, well, everything that gets rolled now is pneumatic tires, even the chip seal.
Okay.
That steel roller, it's actually, you know, and it's got a vibrator in it.
Right.
That's still a lot of surface. And, you know, you're not, those pneumatic tires press everything down better.
Okay. That's so, what I thought. Right.
That was.
I have all my questions answered.
Next.
You know, I've got a question. I'm Kentworth. I was wondering if I could get a cost estimate to go ahead and do Carla and 141st Street, or do the 143rd and Ruth.
Do we have the
this
length of those roads?
That's Ruth Road, and that's 143rd.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's a road that comes through there like that we're not doing, and then there's another one that comes up and goes back to Butler Road. We're only doing this outside lining, and he wants to know if we could go how far back.
Well, I think it's only, I think it's less than a mile from the T at Carla and 143rd.
Yes.
Going north, and then
but
that's about a half a mile there, and then it turns into 141st.
Okay.
It's Is it $40,000 a mile, or is that?
It's $40,000 a mile.
Or is that their share?
That's
their share is $40,000 a mile.
The double chip seal is $40,000 a mile. Residents are going in on half.
Okay.
So, I don't know that other road. Like I told you before, there's already people. You know, I talked to some of your neighbors, and they said, "Hey, why aren't we getting included on this?" Well, this was a outside boundary to get out on. Mm-hmm. Next year, we'll look into doing the interiors. And well, are you concerned because your driveway comes out on that other road?
No, my driveway comes out on Carla, not on 143rd.
See, that's why you want to have it Carla done, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is it too late to add? If they wanted to add these roads, it's not too late,
but
I don't.
I'm starting to juggle a lot of chip sealing right where I'm at.
But it's the same. It would be the same project. So it's just.
We'd be.
Can they get the It would be up to the neighborhood to get the participation and the checks and all that.
Yeah, I think you drove it. Do you recall what mileage you came up with on that?
No. But
so
it's not a
you could drive
distance.
It and come up with a
2/3 of a mile or something.
An estimate, and then we could ask, is it Jeff or who from the county gives us the official number?
Joe is Roadworks project manager, but then Butler County's the new guy that replaced Daryl Lukes is, he's getting like me. We're getting to a point that, yeah.
I was thinking
if you want us to get the official guy out, though, is that what you're asking? We can.
Yeah, if we could get, I think one time you told
I say
me
we.
It was 8,000,
Steve will get him.
So half,
okay.
4,000,
okay, if.
Something like that, but.
I think
I could come up with that. What's that?
Okay, if.
Can you get the measuring guy out?
Can we start holding some of, where's her budget?
What?
See, we're at 300 and some now.
Yeah, we're at 350 now.
Can we take a chunk of this 350,000 and set over here for chip seal now so I know, because.
Well.
Because I don't want to get to the end of September and Butler County saying, hey, you owe us for $180,000.
Yeah. Well, probably our biggest expense other than what that would be is rock. I mean, gosh, $45,000 in rock this month. So yeah, we should be fine. And we'll have another check coming in soon.
Okay.
And Butler County takes forever to bill us. And we already budgeted for chips.
What I was doing was thinking we'd have some of that FEMA money by now. And I don't think we'll get that this year. I don't know if we can blame Trump for that or.
No, it's just bureaucracy. We could have it by the end of the year.
Okay.
We're not going to have it by July.
Somebody write that on the wall. She said we'll have that money.
I said we could. I'm not making a prediction.
I know.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
hey, I'll look into it. You know my craft at all.
And then the last
So
thing.
You know it's 40,000 a mile, so you can figure out what it will be close to. And Steve's job is to get the measuring guy out. Okay. You know,
well, my craft is right across the street from Steffi. You just ask him any question, and he that's the guy that used to do the chip seal.
Yes. And then my last question is that when we do the new contract, how can we modify that one paragraph that grants total indemnity to Pleasant when we're only talking about actually wanting just to guarantee the payment of, or reimbursement on a check? I could draw up some language on that to put in that the new contract.
Please. Feel free to do so.
Something like
Any
check that's returned.
First of all,
the signator is required to reimburse Pleasant for any attorney fees and costs and that sort of thing.
We're also able to check in with the Butler County Attorney, Darren Davini. I don't know how long it would take to hear back from him, but I can reach out to him. You could be drafting something that you're okay with, and we'll reach an agreement.
Okay.
But your committee's already approved this contract with the current language.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
So now what's gonna happen is you're gonna have to
We could do an amendment.
You could do an amendment.
People have already signed yours, but we can amend it so that you have the same language that he does, and we can vote on that.
And what you're saying is you're only gonna hold harmless to the amount the citizen pays?
We're not out to sue them.
Yeah.
We're not out to sue our residents for anything. And so.
The language is just kind of.
I know, well, and it's they make stuff to where you can't even understand it.
Yeah, you would do an amendment to hold harmless of the section and add to the bottom.
Yep. Any changes that we make to Kent's contract, I can email to you.
Now, if you took a tractor and a plow and you plowed up our chip seal, we'd hold you responsible.
Well, that paragraph is just saying that the citizens won't sue us.
Is that the way you read it?
Maybe there's another paragraph.
Well, I
saw what he's here for.
I took it both ways because
he thinks it's going against them.
Whoever threw this up, your township attorney is not gonna want you to be at risk, and then the citizen's attorney's not gonna want to be at risk. So
I took this
whole harmless as applying to both parties. That's the way I took it.
I don't have it in front of me.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is I see his point on that, but the city has to worry. I know the city has to worry about some guy coming with their tractor plow and trying to plow that to smooth it out.
Right.
And ruin it. So I mean I see your other point. And then the other thing, got trucks coming down here. Now, our section is not going to have a lot of truck traffic. The only truck traffic we have is garbage trucks.
Yes. Do you try to limit that to just one trash service or?
Well, we're looking into that.
Because I'm making one of my residents, I only have one waste management truck.
That. That's some of the things.
Huh?
Thursday for our area.
Well, it's Thursday and ours too.
Yeah.
But we got three different trash trucks coming down us now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and that's very hard on chip seal.
Yeah, it is hard.
That's the hardest ones. They turn tight and they're heavy and.
So we're looking into that actually, and so that's going to be part of my discussion in my meeting.
At the little potluck thing.
Yeah. So for future, but we don't want a trash truck holding up to getting this done either. So.
I know.
So
I told my guy though, if he doesn't change it, our addition's not getting done.
He's
the only one out of eight of us that has waste management.
I think the way we can get it done is the pricing. So waste management's the worst. So
right.
The cost. So
didn't they do it earlier in the week, or by Thursday it won't be as bad?
You mean for trash?
It's still more trucks over time.
If it's 110 degrees out, it don't matter what day of the week they're coming out there. If you have three different trash companies coming out down your same road, get away with one truck.
I'm thinking the time, maybe it will settle by Thursday.
Well, we don't even know what day they're going to do this yet.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So, Kent, you said that was your last question. Is there anyone else?
What paragraph do you have regarding the trucks?
We're packing those bad spots on county line right now.
But what I'm saying is,
we run the rollers.
You're a citizen, you're driving
staying on
the
top of
road, and your truck, and your tractor trailer guy, and you're driving, and you're parking in your yard.
There's some holes in the center.
Okay, who are you going to hold harmless for that?
They're going to have to put patch in those.
Are you going to hold
those outsides?
Is
what I'm concerned about. Dylan is going to take.
I see both sides.
Just two rippers down the center of the grade.
So
rip that down.
So that one truck person, that one citizen drives that truck in this room $20,000.
Just us ruling it in.
Work that we all just made.
And wetting it down has packed it quite a bit. We get that solid again.
Okay, but.
And we're gonna come through.
You just said if we put a cap to it.
Patch it up.
The cap would be the money.
That's under the cap on return checks, but that doesn't affect any liability outside of the contract.
Well, who's, okay, but who's gonna be holding that citizen responsible?
Well, the township.
Well, that's why I say I'm reading.
Since that would be a negligence act.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that's why I'm reading that, that could, they could come back and hold that citizen responsible on that homeowner harmless thing. If that's the way I'm reading it, but that's, like I said, I'm gonna have to probably call my attorney and see what his thoughts are.
I'm not gonna tear that down.
There's a lot of layers to it, and we.
Shouldn't have to.
What?
But a homeowner that didn't have anything to do with that semi-truck that damaged the road shouldn't have to have legal liability for it.
Oh, I agree with that one, yes.
So, which this would, you could argue that this would.
But, I mean, you're gonna have trucks come down, I mean, asphalt's the same way, I mean, I'm sorry, asphalt could only take so much trucks to.
Yeah.
So is cement, if you don't believe me, go just drive up 35 to Salina and see what those trucks have already done to that cement.
Right.
Thing, it's like a washboard. But, I mean, it's just, I don't think there's any road that can handle trucks long term.
Boom, boom, boom.
But we want it done, I mean, I know our section wants it done.
Right.
Yeah.
The dust is worse, the dust is actually worse.
The asphalt was $1,500 a piece.
It what?
Wasn't the asphalt $1,500 a piece roughly, like double?
Oh, no, asphalt.
$150,000 to $200,000, probably.
Oh, I thought it said $1,500 a family.
No.
No, it was.
It'd be.
It was $150,000.
$10,000 or $15,000.
Yeah.
If you did asphalt.
It'd be almost $15,000.
Oh, I thought they said $15,000.
No.
Add a zero.
That was that cheap.
Yeah, so I was.
Yeah, no, it's, I know asphalt's very expensive.
Anybody else?
I just had a question about the trash that stuck in my mind.
What's your name?
We asked them to not pick up the trash that one day. They didn't do it when we had snow, they, you know, there's other times that, and.
You mean the day we're doing the road?
Yeah.
Oh, I think we could do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know what day that is, I don't know what day it's coming.
Well, I know, but that's gonna take a little bit of coordination.
Yeah.
I think that we have two, do we have two trash companies?
Three.
Three, well, they ought to all be.
No, I think we have to call them and tell them, but I don't, if they're doing it on Monday.
Yeah.
Is Thursday gonna be okay for the trash truck to come?
I don't, it's never interfered with us before.
Okay, so, yeah.
What was your name?
And they do.
My name?
Yeah.
Nancy Wick.
Plus, they do one half, and then they come over and do the other half, so.
Yeah.
There's still a driving lane left.
Well, then what she, I think she's worried about is we just have a new chip seal.
I don't.
Tell me if I'm wrong, but it's new, brand new chip seal that day and the trash truck comes out that day.
Right, well, you were talking about that, all those trucks driving on it, well, that we could hopefully reduce that a little bit on at least the.
Yeah, that was the long-term concern.
Yeah.
That's the question that was asked me, was the long-term.
Y'all have speed limit signs out there, right?
Huh?
Y'all have speed limit signs?
Yes.
Okay.
Nobody follows them.
No, they won't.
We're gonna put no through traffic anymore.
Hey, there's no through traffic on Hartwood.
Prairie Creek could be open this week.
Huh?
The low water crossing bridge is opening up.
Yeah.
If there's nothing else.
Yeah, we're done.
This meeting is adjourned, 7:27 PM. Thank you for being here.
I'd be interested in what you come up with on the whole.